closer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hold That Thought. My name's John Samuel, and I'm going to be your host. Today is our third installment of our educational moment. We are going to be going over what separates a good cover musician from the rest of the pack. This insight has been gathered over the years from working musicians, talent buyers, venue owners. I have paid special attention to what people in the trenches are saying. If you like this information, find it beneficial, do us a favor, share the podcast with your friends, follow us on Twitter, like the podcast, help us spread our message. Well, let's get started on what separates a good cover musician from the rest of the pack. Number one, the ability to always grow as a musician. I have seen too many stellar musicians over the years stop learning new material because they reached a pinnacle in their career or a burnout factor and they just didn't want to go any further. Keep growing by challenging yourself each show to get better. Number two, if you want to separate yourself from the pack, then you need to learn music that no one else plays. This simple decision can act as your main selling factor. I understand that you are going to have to play requests and people are always going to want to hear the same song, but that does not determine your whole show. That is only a small percentage of songs throughout the night. Number three, leave the ego at home. Nobody wants to deal with a hothead or someone who has to constantly remind everyone in the room just how good they are or what they've accomplished. That person is just not fun to be around. Number four, never, never, ever play the same set list. You don't want to be remembered as that guy who plays the same song, same set over and over and over. It's not fun for anyone. It's not fun for the staff. It's not fun for the patrons. And it surely can't be fun for you to play the same song. So switch it up. Number five, create a wow factor with your demo video. This is your selling strategy. This is your elevator speech. Don't just post any type of video on Facebook or post any type of video on YouTube. This is what new clients are going to see. Keep it 2 to 3 minutes long. Keep it high energy so that when someone clicks on that video, they want to hire you right away. Number six, weekend gigs. The venue has hired you for a Friday or Saturday night. It's a bar. It's not a coffee cafe, not a singer-writer cafe. This is a bar. They're looking to bring some type of energy into their establishment. So don't play any slow songs unless requested. Keep the energy level high. Make people feel good. Make them want to get up and dance. Make them want to tip you. On a Friday night at 9 o'clock, your cover of I Would Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf is just not going to move the needle. Number seven, keep these four things updated. Your landing page, an up-to-date demo, your upcoming shows, and your set list. I have gone to too many musicians' Facebook page websites and have gone to click on their schedule, and nothing is on their schedule. Why am I going to take time to track them down to figure out where they're playing? If they can't provide me with this information, then why am I going to become a fan? Number 8, learn how to network with venue owners, musicians, HR departments, festival management teams, booking agents, and event coordinators, and anyone else who is interested in showcasing music. Learn how to network. It's crucial. Number 9, learn how to market. Facebook is not marketing. I know it's a great, free, inexpensive way to get your message out, but it's not marketing. Take the time, learn how to market. YouTube and the internet offers great tutorials on marketing. Number 10, learn something new about the music business every week. I recommend that you follow the Lefsetz letters. Bob Lefsetz is a blogger in the music industry who talks about everything from classic rock to streamlining music and hip hop. He is extremely knowledgeable on every aspect of the industry. Follow him, learn from him, hear what he's talking about. Number 11. Learn business strategies. I can't express this enough. Learn business strategies. The more you know about business, the more comfortable you are going to be, more comfortable you're going to get negotiating contracts, negotiating private events, learning about marketing, learning about sales. There are some amazing, amazing free resources out there. Utilize them. SCORE and SBA. Let me repeat that. SCORE and SBA do free workshops, free demos, free online courses, and will connect you with a mentor that you can sit down with and put a game plan together. Number 12, make a list of desired venues, events, and festivals you want to play. Figure out what it's going to take to play these and go for it. If you don't have a goal list, you're going to end up playing the same venues, same bars, over and over and over. Number 13, learn how to price your services. This can coincide with lesson number 11 about learning business strategies. Learn how to price your service, especially for private events and especially for weddings and all corporate events and anything like that. Number 14, create different videos for different clients. Original venues are going to require a different venue than a demo for a wedding. Same thing with corporate events and festivals. Have a bunch of varieties of wedding videos that you can tailor and you can use for specific clients. If you need more insight on this, hit me up at cjsevents1@gmail.com and I promise you I will take time to discuss what you need to have in your video. Number 15, get out of town. That's right, get out of town. A weekend trip to the other side of the state will give you a new perspective on their music scene and will help you generate some new marketing ideas. And you keep in mind, you don't have to be an original artist to get out of town and play different venues. You can be a cover musician. If you live in Tampa, take a trip to Jacksonville. Hit Jacksonville up for the weekend. Play a couple different venues. Get your name known in Jacksonville. Meet the venues. Meet some new fans. And start taking weekend long trips. It is extremely beneficial for your career. And you probably could use a break from that same Friday night gig that you play every single week. All right. Number 16, I kind of just put this together from my list. It is, it wasn't in the list. I'm adding it to the list. Get organized. Stop double booking yourself. Keep yourself organized. Gmail calendars work wonders. Keep a separate list of venue contacts. Keep a list of musicians that you can call and network. But get organized. Take time to organize this and collaborate and network with people that you want to work with, okay? I hope you guys found these 15, 16 items beneficial to your career. I hope that you can use them, and I hope that you will share them with your friends. And as always, we like to grow and we constantly want to get better. So if you have any feedback on any one of these, shoot me an email, leave a comment on the podcast. We are very receptive to feedback. We don't want to be that company, that agent, that those people that get offended. We want to grow. We want to see how we can do things differently. And take time to follow us on Twitter. I hope you guys have an excellent holiday season. Now get out and play some gigs.